All right, all right. So we're back, guys. And I want to talk about something that I feel that is very, very important. It's a big deal. It's the reason why I saw and continue to see exponential growth in my life and in my business. Guys, don't skip this and don't take it lightly. Listen, I said, what do I do? You know, what have I been? I wanted to go over my habits. And I've learned from a lot of people. I learned from people that I don't even know. I learned from my actual personal mentors. So listen, I am a culmination of all the people that have inspired me. That is for sure. Now, one thing that has been consistent since I got into business for myself as a real entrepreneur, as a professional hairstylist, as whatever, like the thing that was consistent was that when I got up, I was very specific about what I was fueling my mind with. Guys, a lot of times we wake up with Facebook and Instagram and stupid videos and all this old stuff, right? But I was so focused. I was so committed to being rich. I was so committed to being successful. It wasn't even about the money so much as the success and helping people. That was such a focus for me that when I went to bed and that when I woke up, that was on my mind, okay? And I poured into myself. Listen, I did this when my bank account was in the negative. Okay, so it doesn't start when you get what you think you want. It starts right now, today. So listen, when you wake up, it's imperative. You have to take at least 10 minutes to think about the things that you're grateful for. What makes you feel rich on the inside? For me, I think about the fact that I can breathe and touch my limbs of my body and I can move and I can talk to people. I can share my message. I think about my voice and I'm so grateful. I think about the fact that I don't have a disability. You know, I think about my family. I think about the fact that I was given up as a child. I was given up as a child, but I'm okay today. I'm okay. God bless me with wonderful parents. It could have been worse. I think about the fact that I've made it through abuse and I am here today, alive and well. I think about the fact that every single day, the decisions that I make change my life for the better when I choose to make the right decisions. I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful for anybody that I'll come into contact with today. I'm just so grateful for energy. I'm so grateful for energy. I'm so grateful for energy. Guys, what are you grateful for? Spend 10 minutes in the morning and think about gratitude. Simple things. Just make it a habit when you wake up to think about the things that you're grateful for. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to give you three things. Number two, I want you guys to get into affirmations. A big part of my life, when I realized that if it was to be, it was up to me, I began to look for affirmations that really resonated with my spirit, with what I wanted from my life, and that empowered me. Affirmations are affirming statements. These affirming statements are like declarations. And guys, I don't know if you remember, but back in the day when they would declare something, that means it's true. It was a proclamation. It was a decision. There was a certainty about that thing that they were declaring. And so that's what an affirmation is for you. And so my affirmations and changing the way that I was thinking so that I could change my life, I had my favorite few affirmations everywhere. I put them on the mirror. I put them on my closet door. I make sure that I wrote them out in the morning and in the evening. I would look at them throughout the day because I needed that support. I needed to remind myself why I was doing this when I was standing out in the heat, you know, passing out flyers and going into stores, feeling like I was bothering people, asking them that they want to get service, you know, as from me as a hairstylist. And I was just out of my comfort zone so much that I really leaned on those words because I had to pump myself up. Listen, a lot of times we're looking for motivation to come from somewhere else when the very best person to motivate you is you. So guys, affirmations are very, very, very important. They help you change your life because a lot of you may not believe in yourself. You may have gone through something and you feel like, can I really do this? When you have that moment and that question of, can I really do this? That's when you need those affirmations. That's when you need those affirmations, guys. And this is really about your spirituality. I believe that it's extremely important because, listen, your mind is being fed no matter what is playing. So if you wake up and you're not being intentional about your gratitude moment and intentional about your affirming statements and positive words to yourself, then something else is telling you how to think and telling you how to be. You want to be in control. Your subconscious mind doesn't understand when something is a joke or when something isn't actually speaking to the subconscious mind. It only just takes it as is. So if you say, you know, oh, I'll get to it, or oh, one day, or I'm not good enough, or no, I don't really, your mind is going to receive that as true. So your affirmations are there to tell your mind, remind your subconscious mind that you are great. I am great. I am strong. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I like me. I love me. I'm amazing. I am unique. I am are two of the most powerful words. My life is on fire. I can do, be anything. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I'm committed to being rich. I'm an excellent money manager. I am full of love and forgiveness. I am unstoppable. I am the greatest. Exercising daily gives me incredible energy. I like me. I love me. I'm amazing. Listen, that's how you got to pour into yourself. And you might say, Keisha, that's like too much. It's the way you have to be. And you fake it until you make it because your brain is so powerful that it will take on those words to be true. So guys, remember, gratitude is number one. Number two is you got to get those affirming statements. And you need different ones to address different things. Because we have money statements. We have, you know, things about our self-worth, how we see ourselves. We have things that just motivate us. Like, I need statements for exercising. I need statements about money because I'm working on being an amazing, excellent money manager. Now, listen, here's the key to this, guys. Here's number three. Move it. That's number three. I thought about my process and it was really, really simple. I sat down and said, okay, what do I do? Like, how do I make six figures, you know? And it's like, I get up. And when I thought about get up, that's the first thing I do. It's more than just, I don't just get up and go brush my teeth and go do. I get up, I'm gratitude, I'm in my affirmations, I'm in my positive reading and thinking, and I'm moving my body. I hop out the bed. I don't sit and think about, you know, oh, what bills am I going to pay and oh, how and all this. Because listen, energy grows and things, whatever you focus on, it's going to grow, okay? So if you wake up and you are spending all your energy and time and thoughts and paralyzed sitting in the bed or sitting in your chair just thinking about how, that mess, that nightmare, that thing that's annoying you is only going to grow because you're putting all your energy there. So you got to jump up. You got to jump up and you got to get excited. And when you're saying your affirmations, you have to move your body and you have to get excited. You cannot do this with me. Just really, really quickly. Do this with me as you're listening. Sit slunched over, hold your head down and like just make the energy go away from your body. Think about like, oh God, how am I going to do this? Like make your body feel this. Just give me the position of a lazy person, a depressed person, a person who is just a mess. Give me their energy right now. Just lump your body over, hold your head down, droopy, slouchy. Just get into the state and the mind of a person who is just negative and lazy and depressed and sad. Now, I want you to say your affirmations with me. Let's just say, I like me. I love me. I'm amazing. I'm unique. I like me. I love me. I'm great. I'm beautiful. Guys, that doesn't work. You gotta get up. You gotta get up and you gotta shake your body. and you gotta jump around. I don't care what size you are. I don't care who's underneath you downstairs in the apartment below. I don't care who's in the next room. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You can't care. You have to be committed to changing your life. And changing your life starts with this. I know. You wanna get to the action. This is the freaking action. That is the foundation for everything that you're gonna accomplish. So you gotta pour into yourself. So I need you to stand up and get your power move. Stand up, chest out, head held high, and you say, I like me. I love me. I'm amazing. I am unique. I am great. I am strong. I am powerful. I am beautiful. My life is on fire. I can do and be anything. I believe in myself. I commit to being rich. I am an excellent money manager. I am full of love and forgiveness. I am unstoppable. Woo! That feels good. Come on, somebody. That feels good. That's how you have to live. And when you start to talk to yourself that way, boy, I tell you, will things change. When you're out talking to clients and looking for new leads and prospects, your energy will attract that person. Guys, people buy people. They don't buy your skills. Some of the best singers, some of the best hairstylists, some of the best people on the planet don't have clients. And some people who are just nice and wonderful to be around have a whole lot. Guys, people buy your energy. And listen, you can't be out here trying, I'm gonna make you an amazing salesperson. You can't be out here with horrible energy trying to sell somebody something. Because don't you believe you can help them? I know my tribe, we love people. We love helping people. We love sharing our gifts and our talents of whatever we know how to do. I know that's who I attract. So I know that's your goal. And if that's your goal, you have to be sure that you pour into yourself first before you go be a mother, a wife, a son, an uncle, a father, whatever and whoever you are. Before you go and be all of that, pour into yourself first. So listen, again, you got to do gratitude. You got to do your affirmations and some prayer. Really, affirmations and prayer are one and the same. I do them together. And you got to make your power move while you do it all. Guys, that's everything. Moving your body. Get up. Turn on your favorite song. And move. Move. Turn on some. Y'all know I love Bruno Mars. If you don't know, now you know. I love Bruno Mars. I turn it on and I'm dancing. And even though I'm dancing to Bruno, what I'm really dancing to are my affirmations. I commit to being rich. I am an excellent money manager. Every day, my body becomes stronger and leaner. I am unstoppable. My inner world creates my outer world. Woo! People say, what's your energy? That's my energy. Because even when I'm not saying it, it's so in my DNA. That's what you feel when I'm talking to you about how I'm gonna make you the next hottest thing at your job with my hair and makeup skills, right? That's my energy, guys. People buy your energy. Just remember that. People buy your energy. And your energy needs to be authentic in you. So every morning, you have no choice. Even the busiest people in the world, millionaires, talk about how they do this. I love that I was watching a video the other day of Puff Daddy. And on his mirror, as Jay-Z walked into his house, his mirror said, I am unstoppable. I'm fearless. His mirror had the same thing. I'm like, I do that too. I've been doing that. And it works. So listen, turn off this audio right now in the member area. I wrote down some of my favorite affirmations. Listen, your affirmations and your gratitude and your power move of standing up tall and your chest out, like the way you are, you got to create what works for you. But let me tell you, movement is it. I mean, guys, Tony Robbins, if you don't know who he is, Google him. But he, like, I just was so in awe because this is something that I was doing before I knew, you know, that there was a science to it. But there is a science to it, and Tony Robbins figured it out. And he talks about, you know, making your moves and like, making sure that you're saying your statements, your power statements. And, I mean, all of this stuff is what we did at his event. I was like, wow. I'm on the right track. I've learned it from so many people. It works. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't try to act like you know something that somebody else doesn't know. Let's just do what the successful millionaire, billionaire people do, guys. All right? All right, guys. So make sure you go cut this off in the member area. Come up with some affirmations of your own. I will give you some examples. This doesn't have to be long. For the next 60 minutes, I want you to find your statements and I want you to
Find your song that gets you in the mood to receive and to have an expectancy attitude, a gratitude attitude, a fired up attitude. Find that song. And this is your morning routine. Every morning, make sure that you're pouring into yourself, okay? Now it's time for your homework assignment. Listen, you have a homework assignment. Go into the member area and get the outline just in case you're like, okay, wait, what do I need to do? The outline is right there. I need you to get your morning routine in order. So literally all that is you writing out the affirmations you're going to use. You making a set time where you do your gratitude, then your affirmations, and then you're going to pick your power song, okay? And then when you're done and you have your routine together and you just have your 10-minute practice, if you want to spend 20 minutes, go for it. Yeah, go for it. Listen, but at least give yourself 10 minutes. But when you have the routine that you're going to do the following morning, whenever you're listening to this, the routine that you're going to do tomorrow morning when you wake up, when you are clear about that, I want you to go into the private Facebook group member area and I want you to post, I got my power morning routine. Okay? Simple. Very, very simple. That's how I know you're doing the work. When you get your routine down, go into the Facebook group and let everybody know, I got my power morning routine. All right? So check the member area out for your homework, that just so it's written so you can have some bullet points of what you need to do. Thanks for hanging out with me, guys. I'll see you in the next section.